Defence Minister Richard Marles' visit to the UK has been thrown into chaos after his British counterpart John Healey resigned just hours before they were due to hold an AUKUS event together. The Defence Secretary says he's quitting because the government is unwilling to spend enough on the military in a time of, quote, rising threats. It's an unwelcome development for the Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who's already facing demands from Labour colleagues to step down. And as you heard from Luke, an undersecretary in the past hour or so in the defence portfolio has also resigned. Well, to try and make sense of what's been happening, John Rentoul is here. John is chief political commentator for the Independent newspaper in the UK and joins me now. John, welcome back.
Hello there.
It's all happening. Since your programme started, we've had an appointment of a new Secretary of State for Defence. Dan Jarvis has been appointed to replace John Healey.
These are incredible events. It's one way to get out of a meeting with the Australian Defence Minister. It's quite extraordinary. Tell me about the comments that we've had from John Healey. There had been some tension there, but now he's quit his post because he thinks the UK government just isn't reaching adequate spending levels on defence.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. There's been an argument going on behind the scenes, increasingly edging into the public domain over the past few months about defence spending. We've been waiting for this thing called the Defence Investment Plan, which has not been published yet, and the wrangling over it has become very, very tense, and so tense, obviously, that John Healey, who says he only saw the final numbers in that document on Monday, decided it wasn't something he could live with, and so he resigned from the government.
How has Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, how has he responded to this resignation and also the resignation of the Armed Forces Undersecretary Al Cairns?
Well, he hasn't responded to Al Cairns yet, but he has. I mean, after many, many hours, he did write a letter to John Healey, the former Defence Secretary, and said rather sort of crisply that he disagreed with him. But, I mean, it's a very fundamental disagreement between the two, and I think Keir Starmer's position is very, very hard to defend. I mean, he said he wanted defence spending to be lifted to 3% of national income by the end of the decade. This document, which hasn't yet been published, is supposed to set out how that was to be achieved. But John Healey has revealed that they're not going to hit 3% by 2030. It's going to be something like 2.68%. And that's just not enough for John Healey, and it's not what Keir Starmer said he was going to do. So I think the Prime Minister is in very deep trouble.
What do the experts, the analysts in the UK, say about the level of defence spending in the UK? There's been a significant shift in the relationship across the Atlantic with the US. Is there a view that these targets need to be met urgently for the security of the UK?
Oh, very much so. I mean, there's an elite consensus, certainly, with the defence establishment and among all the political parties in the UK, that defence spending has to be increased as the United States draws down its contribution to the defence of Europe, with the instability in the Middle East and everything else that's going on, there's a general understanding that we ought to increase our defence spending. Now, that's obviously going to meet quite a lot of resistance from taxpayers who don't want to pay for it, and from other government departments who don't want to lose their budgets. But their arguments tend not to be expressed in public. I mean, in public, everybody's sort of agreed that we do need to spend more on defence.
John, you were talking about the effects for Keir Starmer's leadership. It's already been on hold with other potential challenges, but now that such a senior portfolio holder has resigned, what does it mean for Keir Starmer?
Well, I mean, as you rightly say, he was already in very deep trouble. But there has been, in the past few days, there's been a bit of talk from 10 Downing Street about how the Prime Minister might survive the arrival of the pretender, Andy Burnham, who is going to enter Parliament, assuming he wins this by-election next week, and will try to challenge the Prime Minister. There's been some brave talk from people around the Prime Minister that he'll fight him off and he will survive. But I'm afraid this resignation by John Healey really puts the lid on that. I think it's very hard to see how Keir Starmer can even be a candidate in a leadership election if there is one.
Just very briefly, what does it mean for AUKUS? Our fortunes are tied to yours in many ways, and when it comes to defence.
Well, I think it's interesting because, as you say, Richard Miles, your defence minister, was, I think he did actually meet John Healey this morning before John Healey resigned. I think there were photos of them out jogging or something. By the end of the day, he's got a different defence secretary to talk to. But I think the bottom line from your point of view is that the UK is likely to be spending more on defence over the next 4 years than it would have done otherwise. I think John Healey has done the nation a service in that respect, because whoever is Prime Minister and whoever is Chancellor of the Exchequer is going to have to find some more money.
John, we are living in interesting times. Good to talk to you, have you on the program again. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.